It's been my honor to welcome my friend, John McCain, as the nominee of the Republican Party. A while back, I don't think many people would have thought that John McCain would be here as the nominee of the Republican Party, except he knew he'd be here, and so did his wife, Cindy. John showed incredible courage, and strength of character, and perseverance in order to get to this moment. And that's exactly what we need in a president. Somebody who can handle the tough decisions. Somebody who won't flinch in the face of danger. We also need somebody with a big heart. I have got to know John well in the last 8 years. I've campaigned against him, and I've campaigned with him. Laura and I have spent time in their house. It's a man who deeply loves his family. It's a man who cares a lot about the less fortunate among us. He's a president, and he's going to be the president, who will bring determination to defeat an enemy and a heart big enough to love those who hurt. And so I welcome you here. I wish you all the best. I'm proud to be your friend.
Well, I'm very honored and humbled to have the opportunity to receive the endorsement of the President of the United States, a man who I have great admiration, respect, and affection. He and I, as is well known, had a very good competition in the year 2000, and I was privileged and proud to have the opportunity to campaign for his election and re-election to the presidency of the United States. I appreciate his endorsement. I appreciate his service to our country. I intend to have as much possible campaigning events and together as is in keeping with the president's heavy schedule. And I look forward to that opportunity. I look forward to the chance to bring our message to America. Last night, as you know, both Senator Obama and Senator Clinton called to congratulate me. I pledged at that time, and I pledge again, a respectful campaign. A respectful campaign based on the issues and based on the stark differences and vision that we have for the future of America. I hope that the president will find time from his busy schedule to be out on the campaign trail with me, and I will be very privileged to have the opportunity of being again on the campaign trail with him, only slightly different roles this time. I thank you, Mr. President, and it's a pleasure.
Yeah, we'll answer a couple of questions. Abramowitz. Sorry you got such a lousy seat back there, you know.
Voters, according to a lot of the exit polls, seem to be thirsty for change this year. And I'd like to ask both of you, how the Republican Party, which has been here for 8 years, is going to make the case that you're going to provide the change that the voters seem to want, both on Iraq and on the economy.
Yeah. Let me start off by saying that in 2000, I said, vote for me, I'm an agent of change. In 2004, I said, I'm not interested in change. I want to continue as president. Every candidate has got to say change. That's what the American people expect. And the good news about our candidate is there'll be a new president, a man of character and courage, but he's not going to change when it comes to taking on the enemy. He understands this is a dangerous world. And I understand we better have steadfast leadership who's got the courage and determination to pursue this enemy so as to protect America. John McCain will find out when he takes the oath of office his most important responsibility is to protect the American people from harm. And there's still an enemy that lurks, an enemy that wants to strike us. And this country better have somebody in that Oval Office who understands the stakes. And John McCain understands those stakes.
Thank you, sir. I don't have anything to add.
No, you can't follow up. Thank you.
Yes,
No, not you.
You
want to call Kelly?
Kelly.
Senator McCain, given President Bush's low approval ratings, will this be a negative or a positive for you? And how much do you hope he'll campaign for you on the trail?
I hope that he'll campaign for me as much as is keeping with his busy schedule. I'll be pleased to have him with me both from raising money and the much-needed finances for the campaign and addressing the challenging issues that face this country. I'm pleased to have him as it fits into his busy schedule. Kelly?
Mr. President, Senator McCain, sir, how would you counsel Senator McCain to choose a running mate? How quickly? And given the fact that Democrats will field a nominee who will make some kind of history, a woman, an African American, should Republicans consider that in selecting a vice presidential nominee?
I'd tell him to be careful about who he names to be the head of the selection committee. he's got plenty of experience. He knows what he needs to do, which is to have a process that, you know, vets candidates and the person, you know, it's somebody he's got to be comfortable with, and somebody whose advice he relies upon. And he can answer his own question on that. But
could I just say, Kelly, I didn't think it was appropriate to contemplate this process, as I've discussed before, until after we had secured the nomination of the party. Now we'll begin that process.
Should history make a difference with a woman or an African American on the Democratic side?
People don't vote for vice presidents, as much as I hate to say that for those who have been candidates for vice president. They're going to vote for who gets to sit inside that Oval Office and make decisions on how to protect the country and keep taxes low and how to have a culture that respects the dignity of every human being. And that's what the race is all about. I know there's going to be a lot of speculation on who the vice president, this and that, but the speculation's over about who our party's going to nominate.
Liz?
Mr. President, how much do you intend to do for Senator McCain, and do you think in some cases that your help could actually hurt him more than help him?
Look, if my showing up and endorsing him helps him, or if I'm against him and it helps him, either way, I want him to win. You know, this is the same age-old question that every president has had to, you know, answer, and there's an appropriate amount of campaigning for me to do, but they're not going to be voting for me. I've had my time in the Oval Office. It's been a fabulous experience, by the way. They're going to be voting for the next person to come in here and make the tough decisions about America. America's security, America's prosperity, and you know, America's hopefulness. That's what this race is about. And it's not about me. You know, I've done my bit. And by the way, I'm not through. And I'm going to do a lot. And John's right. I do have a day job to keep. And I plan on keeping. I've told the people that follow me in this press corps that I'm going to sprint to the finish. And I mean what I say. I got a lot to do. But I'm going to find ample time to help. And I can help raising money. And if he wants my pretty face standing by his side at one of these rallies, I'll be glad to show up. But they're not—they're going to be looking at him. You know, I'm going to be in Crawford with my feet up. He's going to be sitting in there behind that desk making the decisions on war and peace. And I'm thankful our party has nominated somebody plenty capable of making those decisions. And when the American people take a hard look, they're going to feel comfortable, like I feel comfortable, in recommending him to take my place. Listen, we thank you. Wolf, where's Wolf? No, I'm not calling you. Wolf. No, not you either. Where's Wolf? Oh, go ask something, will you?
Where do you think you could be most helpful campaigning for him around the country?
You know, if he wants me to show up, I will. If he wants me to say, you know, I'm not for him, I will. Whatever he wants me to do, I want him to win. And, you know, well, if I don't know where. I mean, look.
Could I start out with...
I'm focusing on, you know, protecting America and succeeding in Iraq and dealing with the North Korean and dealing with the Iranian and dealing with the issues around the world where we're making a difference in terms of keeping peace. I want to get this as good a position as possible so that when John McCain's the president, and he will be, he can deal with these issues in a way that yields peace.
Wolf, could I say... One state springs to mind, Texas.
They're not going to need me in Texas. It's going to be a landslide in Texas.
Could I just say that I do intend to campaign all across the country. I think that literally every section of this country is in play, and I will be glad to have the president with me in keeping with his schedule in any part of America, and we're going to go everywhere in America with this campaign.
Listen, thank you all very much for coming.
Good. Name for vice president. One press
Thank you.
Conference every week if you're elected
yeah.
senator.
Thank you all very much. It's been a pleasure to see you. Obviously, we've invited some unruly members of the 4th Estate here. I'm disappointed in the conduct of some of the people that have come. I told John it'd be a nice and polite crowd. Thank you all very much.